As we begin the second quarter in our next segment here of Sounds of the Game, the Riley County Falcons headed in the red zone, first and 10 at the Scott City 13 to begin the second quarter with a 6-0 lead, and it didn't take long in the second quarter for the Falcons to double their lead.
Second time they've been in the red zone tonight. Scott City's red zone defense 52% coming in tonight. Here's a snap for right side here for inside the 10-5. Nick Allen, easy walk-in, touchdown Riley County. And just 8 seconds into the second quarter, it's Riley County 12, Scott City nothing.
Nick Allen there from 13 yards out with 11:52 to go second quarter. He'd also run in the two-point conversion and add to Riley County's lead 14-0. But the Beavers responded well with a 69-yard drive, and they would move the ball down the field. And they look like a different team from the first quarter when they were moving the ball down the field. And they'd have to convert a fourth down in the red zone to keep the drive alive, trying to get on the board here, and they would do just that.
Beavers this year on fourth down, 59%. The Falcons, 35%. Scott City did convert a fourth down earlier in this half. From the 16-yard line, fourth and three. They back to pass. King looking right side for Trango. He'll make the catch. He'll get the first down. He's shoved out of bounds at the 10-yard line. And a 6-yard pass play right side to Isaac Trango, and the Beavers will have first down and goal to go at the 10.
Great job of getting that drive going there by Scott City. Continuing it there, first and goal at the 10 there on the pass and catch from King to Isaac Trango. And then two plays later from the 5, Scott City would find the end zone.
The 5-yard line for the Beavers. They've burned off over 5 minutes of this second quarter clock, down 14-0. Wing T set up, wing to left. Here's Thomas left side trying to get to the edge. Turns it upfield inside the 5, dives in. Touchdown, Scott City. Jace Thomas with touchdown rush, number 12 on the year. And Scott City pulls to within 14-6 with 6:19 to go. Second quarter.
It was a great drive by Scott City, capped off by that Jace Thomas 5-yard run with 6:19 to go in the second quarter. A 13-play, 69-yard drive and 5:33. And the extra point was kicked in by Brady Welker. Had missed 3 consecutive extra point attempts in a row there and broke that spell. And Scott City's to within 14-7 with 6:19 to go in the second quarter. The Scott City defense would force a 3-and-out, only allow 1 yard in 3 plays. And they would get the ball back, and they would move the ball down the field yet once again. It'd be a 9-play drive for Scott City that got it into the red zone for a second time. They'd be at the Falcon 18 late second quarter. It was timed out perfectly by Scott City. They'd have the ball control there, and they'd have a chance to score tied up or going into the locker room if things worked out well. But on fourth down, Scott City would see their run to tie the game come to an end.
Empty backfield, fourth and fourth, the Falcon 18-yard line. King back to pass, rolls to his right. Sets up in the middle, passes under, thrown incomplete, trying to get it to Jace Thomas. It was a low throw right at about the 11-yard line. He would have had the first down. It was a good drive for Scott City, but ends at the Falcon 18.
You can credit the pressure of Riley Cannon there, maybe forcing that pass a little early than the low throw there. That would have been enough for the first down at the 10-yard line. Instead, Riley County takes over with a minute 15 to go in the second quarter and have a 14-7 lead on Scott City. You think from their own 18 they would just try to run the first half out. But guess again, on second down, the Falcons would definitely flip the field, setting up their third score of the night.
Wing to the right, it'll be a direct snap here to Nick Allen. Cuts it upfield, up 25-0, 30, 35, 40. Look out, 50, 45, 40. He has got 35, 30, 25, 20. But Isaac Trango will pull him down inside the 10-yard line. And a great job by Isaac Trango, not giving up all the way down to the 6-yard line. A 73-yard run for Nick Allen. That puts him over 100 yards in the first half.
Ended up being a 74-yard run for Allen, who flipped the field there. And a great job by Isaac Trango running him down. It looked like Allen was going to be gone for a touchdown, but instead Trango did not give up and tripped him up just outside the 5-yard line. Allen had run to the 1-yard line on first and goal, and then on second down from outside the 1, it was another Nick Allen run.
Second and goal, though, for the Falcons out of the timeout at the 1 of Scott City. Shotgun for Connor Holly. He's a big 200-pound senior quarterback. Direct snap to Allen. Dives right side, and he's in easily. Touchdown, Riley County. With 11 seconds to go second quarter, the Falcons go 82 yards on just 4 plays, and they now lead it 20-7.
That touchdown by Nick Allen, 1-yard run with 11 seconds right before halftime, and then the Trey Harmison 2-point conversion run in made it 22-7 Falcons with 11 seconds to go first half, and that was just a quick 4-play, 82-yard drive that took just 64 seconds off the clock, and boy, you could tell the momentum shifted right there after Riley County stopped Scott City on fourth down at the 18, and then the big run there, and looking at possibly a 15-point swing there at time after Scott City failed on the fourth down and looking to score right before halftime, and then Riley County busting off a big run there and getting the lead 22-7 at the break. And that would continue into the second half. We'll have more of that second half when we come back in our next segment with the third quarter here on WesternKansasNews.com.